Funds from the federal Second Chance Act, signed into law by President Bush, will soon be heading for Wisconsin and other states. In Wisconsin, the dollars will pay for new job training and housing programs for recently released offenders. Wisconsin DOC spokesman Tony Strebler says the federal aid Wisconsin hopes to get will pay for programs that target the key factors that often lead to ex-offenders winding up back in prison.
Stable housing, sustainable employment, sobriety and health, healthy family and social relationships, and in generally having a connection with the community. We know by research that having that available to people being released from prison and as well those being placed on probation leads to that goal of no new crime and no new victims.
Strebler says the federal grants the state's applying for will go to faith-based and community organizations for job training, housing assistance, and drug and alcohol treatment. He says the programs will complement the expanded early release program for nonviolent offenders that's part of Governor Doyle's proposed state budget.
There is a real connection. It's an extraordinarily important program. Without the funding we've received on this in the past, the waiting list continued to increase given the limited resources we have for staff to provide these type of services.
The Earned Release Program allows nonviolent prisoners who complete drug and alcohol treatment to serve only part of their sentences. It's prompted criticism from some who fear it will result in more crime if offenders are released early. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.